from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
$30,895, PF695, acquisition fee $5.95, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved get at dealer stock only.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Paid actor portrayal. Dude, guess how much I pay for $1 million term life insurance policy?
Gotta be at least $150 a month.
Nope. I got coverage through Ethos all online for less than $70 a month and no medical exam. Just answered a few health questions.
That's impressive. I'm shocked you have life insurance.
Wait, don't you? You have a wife and kids. What if something happens to you? With Ethos, you can start your coverage the same day.
Wow, I'm sold.
Get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is Jason and John, live from WFS Memphis Flash Studios on Memphis Sports FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Get some money, they playing. I told her take this plan, B, and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I be. Pillow talking to these they say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Tuesday, June 25th to you. Certainly a great day for the Florida Panthers. Boy, was that exciting. No sarcasm. I was watching last night. Game 7, obviously, of the Stanley Cup, and it was dramatic down to the end. I was telling John how much I enjoy watching and listening to Sean McDonough on the call. It was fantastic. It felt huge. And you guys know this. We're not hockey guys, but you didn't have to enjoy and sort of admire what you saw last night. Florida Panthers, you know, stave off what would have been, you know, you go down in infamy, blowing a 3-0 lead of Edmonton, comes back, wins game 7. They did not. Congrats to the Florida Panthers. Congrats to Tennessee baseball. Now, I figured, I guess Uncle Mo didn't work for Edmonton, but he was on the side of the Vols. And I told you that yesterday. So Uncle Mo goes 1-1 yesterday. Congrats to the Vols. They're winning national titles. Y'all know how we feel about the Vols around here, but you got to tip the cap. J.J. Redick is done with podcasting for now.
Yeah.
And the Warriors, John, they say they want to keep Clay. But, of course, that'll have to be at their price.
That's right.
Which will be much lower.
That's right.
If he's going to agree than what he's used to. I saw a lot of today, what's the best destination for Clay? I think you and I have sort of circled, in case of a no return to Golden State, we've circled the Magic.
Yeah.
I've seen others today mention Denver. Can you imagine how good he would be?
Yeah, that's
working off the Legler was saying how good he'd be working off the two-man game, Jamal, and you know, just open shots all day long working off Jamal and Jokic. That'd be pretty dangerous. I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, when I saw that they were going to offer him a deal, my sense was he was going to end up staying, and I think he will ultimately. Just because I think it's going to be too hard for him to leave the Warriors, and if the money's anywhere close, you know. But we shall see. We shall see on Clay. Clay Watch has officially begun. Yeah, had a couple of, I mean, you got to say, great games last night. I mean, they were for all the marbles, and they ended up both being fantastic games. I mean, you really kind of started to feel there that Texas A&M might do this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like the catcher stopped being able to handle the pitches, you know, and so you started to feel like this was seeping in. But Texas A&M strikes out. I will say this for them:
they should have finished off the Vols game too.
They should have, and they were just.
But you're
hacking.
Right. I mean, it felt like there was a chance last night.
They were hacking at every pitch, man. You know, obviously, you know, I'm a big baseball guy, and so I can just tell you that they were all hacking. So that's my extent of the analysis on that game, and then obviously the hockey game, which I'm also a hockey analyst for TSN in Canada. Just a great outing from two incredible teams, and the better team won last night.
Did the right guy get the Connor Smythe?
I think so, yeah, based on what he did in the series, yeah. And I think Florida's attack was more balanced, right? It was more.
What about Bob?
Yeah, I mean, Bob was fantastic last night.
Bobrovsky?
But he had not been in the previous three games. So I think that's the...
But he was standing on his head last night.
He was amazing. He was absolutely incredible. I mean, obviously...
Bro doing it with no stick. I was watching.
Now that's something right there. That's something. Hey, we have a big show today. Obviously, we're about, 32, 33 hours away from the first round of the NBA draft.
Thank goodness.
We'll get one more day of, well, two more days of analysis.
Of who John's now convicted on.
That's right.
Do you have any more conviction on anybody else?
No,
I'm not. I'm not asking that for real.
Okay.
Because I'm echoing a question that we've asked each other now for weeks on each other's shows.
Gotcha.
That it sounds like you've actually had some movement in terms of conviction.
I was just going to recap. I thought you were asking for a recap.
Okay.
But I guess I'll have to do that later.
We're convicted on the same guys.
I'll tell you who I got conviction about, this Chinese woman, this young Chinese woman.
What are you talking about?
Who is out there just dominating. Any and every. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. I just saw the video yesterday, and I sent it to you, and I said she will give Angel a 40 piece.
Wow. Are we going to see her in the Olympic play? Is that what you're telling me? She's not in the WNBA, is she?
No, she's...
Okay, once again, you send me stuff without context.
Correct.
It's much like you do on the show.
Correct.
You just get right into the text.
No, just Google 7'4 Chinese.
She's 7'4"?
Yeah, dude.
How is she not in the league?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. She's huge, dude. I think she's 7'4". Zhang Ziyu.
She has to be kin to Yao.
I don't know.
She has to be.
She's from East China's Shandong province. She's 14, and she's 7'4".
Do you believe that, Pam?
She 2021, she was 14, so now she'd be 17. Right?
That is insane.
Yeah. And the video was just like, now you say we're going to put Cardoso on her.
Well, she's a giant.
Yeah. Get ready. Get ready for the takes.
Again, Cardoso and Reese won't be seeing her because they're not on the Olympic team. And she's not coming over. But she should.
I don't know, yeah.
My goodness. I saw the pictures. I didn't...
Look it up. Zhang Ziyu. She is...
Well, even more reason to look forward to Paris this summer.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
hopefully
fun.
We'll get a chance to match up against her.
Or not, actually.
Yeah. Dunk on her big tail.
Or not. Anyway, big show today. We're going to be joined by Jessica Benson, who's not 7'4", but is still mighty, right? Not 7'4", but still mighty. So she'll join us, and we'll talk to her about the Grizz draft and more, as always. Then at 1:25, we are going to be joined by the one and only Jeff Goodman. Jeff Goodman will be with us at 1:25. Many people know that after I started working with Jeff Goodman and he started paying me, that I became more critical of Memphis. It's actually an incentive in my contract with Field of 68. The more critical I can be locally on Memphis, the more money I earn.
I believe it.
So we'll actually, I think I want to renegotiate. I think I want to renegotiate this deal with him live on the air at 1:25. But no, he'll join us. We'll talk to him about the draft. Obviously, he hates it. He thinks it's the worst draft ever. He doesn't think there's any good players in it, which I always find to be a little ridiculous. You know, you don't know what a draft is going to be until 4 or 5 years down the line.
Right.
You know, because you just don't know. You really don't know. You can have great conviction about the draft one way or the other, but, I mean, think about that. Think about the quarterback draft and what was it? The one with Mac, right, and Zach and Trey Lance. We all felt good about those guys, and they all suck. For one reason or another,
some of us felt better about them than others.
Right, but I mean,
I told you, Mac Jones.
You were not high on Mac, but I mean,
or Jets kid Zach.
Yeah, but I mean, they all went 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you just never know. You never know how.
There's some nastiness in there.
So I don't think the draft is as bad as Jeff Goodman thinks it is. Truth to me is usually somewhere in the middle. You can find good players in this draft. And that's going to be the charge for the Memphis Grizzlies, obviously, on Wednesday. So, Jeff Goodman at 1:25. And, of course, we will talk to him a little bit about Memphis basketball. That's the show today. But, Pam, I'm hoping that we can make this happen. Let's do a little over-under here on the show today, as we'd like to do, right? It's a little gadget we like to play. And if we can't, there's no problem with that. But I will start with this. Periods you watched last night in the hockey game, 1.5, over under.
Disappointingly, I was under. I did tune in for the final period and really the final 7 minutes because I figured this is where the action was. And when it was, I think at that point still it was 2-1, and so that's where I came in. Now my education on hockey continues. I've already called these guys the Carolina Panthers at one point in our breakdown of the Stanley Cup, and apparently, John, you allowed me to call it the Connor Smythe Trophy.
Conn Smythe.
Yes.
I didn't hear the part.
So, again, our coverage, Connor Dunning Cup. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about Connor Dunning. Our coverage has been weak, and so, again, came in with about 7 minutes left, was very dramatic, and my takeaway was,
yes.
Congrats, obviously, to the Panthers. They would have gone down in the Hall of Shame blowing the 3-0 lead, but it was how great Sean McDonough was. Give him an award. Didn't I tell you how many are as good on multiple sports as Sean McDonough is?
You did. You do love him. And I think
so I texted you about it not long, seconds after the Panthers are lifting up the trophy.
Yeah.
I texted you about it.
Yeah.
He was fantastic down the stretch. He lets it breathe. He's fantastic. Hear him on football. He's fantastic. It feels big game when it's Sean McDonough, and he added to my experience last night.
Yeah, look, his range is crazy. His range is crazy. There's no doubt. And he's great on everything. I think
he's underrated.
No, I will say this. Excuse me. I will say this. I was at Skybox watching the games, and they had the audio on A&M Tennessee.
Oh, so you didn't even catch him?
No, but I could feel through.
No, you couldn't.
Telekinetic.
So you didn't even hear the final call and all that down the stretch there?
I think I did hear the final call. I think by then they had switched back.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was.
What was the crowd like watching? Well, I guess we'll get to that. But in terms of was there a Tennessee crowd in there?
Crazy, yeah.
Okay, I figured by now they probably caught on and came out to watch.
Yeah.
All right, so that got loud in there.
It got very loud in there. I was kind of enjoying the meltdown.
Well, how much did you go over 1.5
here? Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, good for you.
I watched the whole thing. And
well,
I'll tell you this.
I appreciate you.
I love it.
Certainly more than it does me.
I love, first and foremost, I bet on it, as you know. So that obviously increased my interest in it.
Was that a live? I couldn't.
No, that was pregame.
Okay, gotcha.
That was pre-match. I don't know what they call it. It's just a hockey game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, free hockey game.
Don't try to overdo it. You're going to blow it.
No, it was a pregame bet on the Panthers. Because, like I said, everybody wanted the Oilers to pull it off. And Florida's the better team. And you could tell. Like, you could just see they score, 3-4 minutes in. Now, Edmonton did answer. But Florida really controlled it for the majority of it. From the way I was watching it, they just looked like the better team to me. They were more, in sync. They were more,
I don't think there's anything else you can say. Oilers were gassed at the end.
I just felt like the...
And that's... Sean McDonough was telling me that.
Yeah, but I just felt like they just... The Panthers were more organized. Plus, I knew they had been there before. They were there last year against the Vegas Golden Knights. They lost in five, I think. But they were there. And so I knew that experience was going to carry them, you know, in a game like this. They'd been in the Stanley Cup before as opposed to Edmonton, which I don't know if they have been. And if they have, it's been a while, right? So I really enjoyed it. I mean, part of it, you know, is you're almost following the camera more than you're following the puck, because you can't really see the puck.
Again, it's another thing I appreciate about Sean or anyone who can call hockey, because I'm losing it. I'm losing the puck. For those guys to be so quick and to be able to see it as well as they do, to be on that call, I think it's a challenge much greater than anything else you face when you're doing football or whatever else. You might lose. Here's my point. You might lose the ball on a play action in football, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like how the camera sometimes does. And if you're watching that game, you might if you're calling it. But hockey is just it's literally every pass where you can lose the puck. And so I just a tremendous job. Anybody who can call is impressive. Do you know the story of the rats?
I don't know the story about the rats.
Dust off my hockey knowledge here.
Well, what's the story?
Well, at one time in that franchise's history, the arena was so full of rats that one of the players killed one with his hockey stick. It was running at him in the locker room. Okay? This is a true story, John. And soon it became, they got on a roll not long after, and soon what the fans started doing was throwing rats out there. And I don't know if you saw it, but they were doing that last night after winning. They were throwing the rats out there because back in the day, you know, that's what this thing was known for, man. Rats. Rats. Literally rats in their arena.
How about that? I mean, that's amazing.
Just an explanation for you on why rats were on the ice there at the end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Throwing them out there.
It's been a, you know, I didn't know that the damn.
It's a feature on SportsCenter I saw a couple weekends ago.
I didn't know the franchise existed for 30 years.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of nuts.
I can't remember which arena it was where this rat was destroyed. It was literally, I mean, they were rabid, and it was running at him, and he hit it with his stick, killed it, hit it up against the wall and killed it. And from that day, it's been a thing for them, where the fans will throw rats onto the, you know, fake rats onto the ice.
That was a fantastic retelling and a recount.
Again, it's just sort of to give you an indication of the hockey knowledge I have that sometimes I choose not to share.
Yeah.
You know?
I appreciated that.
Folks think they know me because I call them the Carolina Panthers.
Scott Mellenby.
Or the Connor Smythe.
Scott Mellenby.
There's your story.
And
see, this is not made up.
He one-timed it.
That's right. He became a cult hero.
And again, he said he scored two goals.
And again, that had been, he did. That night he went crazy. And so that.
They call it the rat
trick. It's been one of the highlights of their whole franchise history. And last night they come through and get their first title.
That's awesome. It's amazing to me that a hockey team in Florida could thrive. I just would not have, you know, ever predicted or guessed that. And then, like, I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of fans there. I mean, in Miami, you know, is a fickle place. Sometimes they don't have great crowds for Heat games. So to look up, and I think part of it is the hockey experience live is probably awesome.
It is.
You know? Like, whether you like the sport or not.
Yeah, anybody will tell you that.
It's like going to a monster truck show.
Yeah. And people who went to River Kings games loved it. Because, I mean, you're there. It's a different experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking NHL here.
I mean, yeah.
But my point is that they would say that.
Maybe. I don't know if they would say that about the River Kings.
Bro, those who went enjoyed in a way that you and I could not, because we do not and cannot understand.
I think if you go to a River Kings game, like, you got to really like the sport.
Dude, when they first got here, it was something.
It was.
Certainly more than the Showboats, let me tell you that. This version.
Right.
It was more impactful than that. And I want to tell you, man, they stayed around for years. Hell, I want to tell you, we had a River Kings beat writer back at the CA back in the day.
Damn.
Like, it was a real beat. And again, he didn't cover it all year long, but you had a guy on it, man. And so that's why, you know, those people that were supporting it, John, they were in.
Dude,
they were invested.
The Memphis River Kings.
They were here forever.
The Memphis River Kings won two titles.
It's one of the best franchises we've ever had.
It is. It actually is.
Man, I am really just educating you today.
The Memphis River Kings
on hockey.
How about this? Back-to-back. Back-to-back championships, 2001, 2002. Those seasons.
I'm trying to remember where they were playing then. If that was DeSoto, because at some point they moved down to DeSoto.
They played at the Coliseum
to start. I want to say
for their first 8 seasons.
Yeah,
and then from 2000 to 2018, they were at the Landers.
Man, I'm just really proud of us. You know, sort of this hockey discussion we've had now.
I think we can bring the River Kings back now.
Pam, thank you. Pam's impressed.
Do you think with
two
this
guys
with this passion?
Having a passionate discussion about it.
Yeah.
Hockey and the history of.
Well, maybe it was our fault. Maybe we didn't appreciate the River Kings
as much
as we should.
I was trying to tell you, everybody that went, they said they loved it. They were all the way invested and bought in, John.
Yeah, I mean.
I just never really got on the train.
Right. I mean, once they got rolling, they went to the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 7 years from 95 to 2003.
Dude, it was a real outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, no joke. Like, I guess.
And again, they lost support over the years.
But they did.
But to start, you know, I mean, people were behind that thing, especially as they were winning.
They won. It's called the Ray Myron President's Cup.
Okay, I wouldn't have remembered that either.
That's what that's their version of the Stanley
Cup. That's their version.
And, of course, you know, we lost to them. We lost the River Kings in 2018. They folded.
Yeah, but how many years was that then?
That would have been from 92 to 2018.
I mean, it's my entire upbringing.
It's your whole
essentially.
Life. You and the River Kings grew up together.
Yeah, you had no idea how bad. I'm glad we've opened you up to it, though. We've reminded people
how big they were. The River Kings.
I know you
the
knew about them, but you didn't. You just thought they were just around for a couple years and fizzled out. You didn't know the championship history.
Well, once they moved,
we lost a lot of steam.
Yeah. They like, yeah, they, no.
Because I'm telling them Coliseum games used to be. I mean, I'm telling you, man, used to be a quite an event.
Are you just?
I've been to one or two. I went to one or two.
They
I
couldn't
think,
have been
over the years.
Well, why they moved then? Is it just because they like, we want?
Oh, dude, it's just like the Redbirds or anything else here. Just like 901 FC. I mean, you start with a bang, right? And unfortunately, circumstances start to. Yeah, you know, it fizzles out after a while. They had a good run, obviously.
They you're right. They had a much better run than what the Showboats will ultimately have.
The second iteration. Yes.
The second iteration is just a joke. You know, that has nothing to do with the people that are working for the Showboats. It's just the whole entire thing. It's the league. It's the idea.
Well, it's been a losing product as well here in Memphis.
And yeah, the product itself has been.
It's been awful for 2 years here. Has not helped anything.
I mean, if you put me, this is how I'll go to a Showboats game. Let me sing the national anthem. Give me a suite and furnish it with food and drink for my entire family. That is the only way.
Well, and you get to meet Vinny Papale after the game.
Actually.
Because he's the only guy that's ever doing any damn thing for him.
And
he's always in the zone, I will say that. But then they lose.
And I get to call the plays on offense. Give me a headset. Let me sing the national anthem and furnish me a suite, food and beverage and alcohol with my family and friends. And I'll go.
Raiders need to pick up Papale. Y'all ain't got nothing better than him except Devontae.
He could be our Renfro replacement.
100%.
Isn't he the son of the dude, right?
Yes, dude. Have you seen the movie, Marky Mark?
Yeah. Who is it, Super Duper? Is it Super Duper? Is that the receiver?
Super Duper.
Mark Duper? Super Duper?
That's like, you talking about Clayton and Duper for the Dolphins? No, man. This was it. No, his dad played for the Eagles, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a movie about it. Marky Mark plays him.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we had a few more things that we wanted to touch on, but we're going to get to Jessica Benson. Listen, this has been a hockey segment, and we're proud of that.
Very.
We're proud of that, damn it. The fact that we could do this in Memphis in 2024 with a straight face, you know? We love you, River Kings, and we miss you every day. And we didn't appreciate you enough. We don't say that often.
Some of us didn't.
We don't say that often here on
we don't bring them up a lot.
We don't bring them up ever. And they're the only Memphis team. I guess the Redbirds won it once, right?
Yes.
The Redbirds won it once. They're the only two-time champ from Memphis.
Yeah.
Like, the team that wore Memphis.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had, like, the Rogues in soccer.
That does not count.
I'm just saying, they might have won one of their little funky leagues. You never know. You're right. The River Kings, we should hold them up. They are in a special place.
Right, like
in Memphis sports history.
Like
we
sit here and talk about the Grizz. Can they ever get back?
Are they in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame?
The River Kings?
Yeah, the one that Jeff presides
They should
over.
Be. They should be, like, in memoriam. You just go through all like best players and coaches, you know what I mean? There should be like a River Kings wing. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, only two-time champ.
I'm impressed with our listeners and their River Kings knowledge.
Forget what the rest of people, you know, we're talking about the Tigers going back to the Sweet 16. Talk about Grizzlies getting back to the Western Conference Finals. You know, River Kings won twice. We never, you know.
Back to back.
And they're dead. That's just, we don't deserve a title, do we?
I don't even, where do we go to even celebrate that, you know, to honor those guys?
The cemetery.
Damn.
The Memphis Sports Cemetery, bro. Anyway, we'll talk to Jessica Benson, get her thoughts on the draft and more when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Learned the news that Bill Walton had died. And what Harold Bird said was, listen, in that iconic photograph at the end of the game, Bill Walton has scored us 44 points. The game is essentially done. There's less than 3 minutes remaining in the game. Walton sprains his ankle. And in an iconic photo, you've seen it, it's Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. Bill Walton literally is towering over Larry Finch, has his hand on Larry's shoulder, and Larry is boosting him along and carrying him to the bench, helping him get to the bench. What Harold said about it was the majesty of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. If Larry could show that kind of class in the wake of what had to be crushing disappointment, then we could do it too.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps... and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 98.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat.
You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them praying.
Jessica Benson.
20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat.
Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd. On Grass City Media, catch her on the Grizz Radio Network. During the Grizz season, joins us every Tuesday, and she joins us now. All right, we had two big championship games yesterday. Which one was more interesting to you?
Good question. I think just by nature, a game seven with a team having the opportunity to do what we often see as the unthinkable. I know it happened one other time in hockey back in the 1940s, but to come back down 3-0, that makes it like a little more anxiety filled, just a little more drama. Emphasis on the drama for the game seven in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, again, I don't really know what I'm watching, which kind of adds to it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the infractions ever are. I know what tripping is. I saw when the guy tripped, although I did find myself asking, like, what was he supposed to do in that situation? He's sliding on the ice, you know? What do you do when your body is literally, I mean, you can't help it. You still get called for tripping.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah.
The gravity of it all. Yeah, it's funny. I, in the market that I worked in before I moved to Memphis, the Tri-Cities, Washington, we had a junior hockey team. They played in the Western Hockey League, and they were called the Tri-City Americans. And I grew up in Denver, Colorado. I grew up a huge fan of the Colorado Avalanche. I do have an Avs jersey hanging in my closet from when I was a kid, so there was a legitimate fandom there, and there was a time where I loved hockey as much as I loved basketball and football, and I think for a very brief period, people would be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I'm going to be the first girl to play in the NHL. That did not come to fruition, and I never played organized hockey, but when I moved to the Tri-Cities, I told that story at some point, and it turned into one of those, like, getting an opportunity that you're not necessarily prepared for, and you just say yes. And next thing I knew, I was the rinkside reporter for the Tri-City Americans for the games that were broadcast on our little local television sports network. And so I was standing in the box having to report on hockey. And like you, sometimes I had no idea what was going on, but you just fake it till you make it. And the one thing about hockey that makes it so easy is, like, there is so much tangible passion when you are watching a hockey game, and there's just this energy that comes from it, and I think it makes it very easy to grasp onto, even if you're not a full-time hockey lover who knows everything about the game.
I had one of our listeners telling me how much he and his wife used to love going to River Kings games and almost were season ticket holders. They went so much and loved it so much. He was telling me that his wife loved the fights. And I just wonder, John and I were talking to everybody that that loves hockey, talks about how the arena experience is different and all that. How much of hockey, in terms of the draw, is the fights? For this guy's wife, it certainly was.
I think it's a big draw. I mean, just like the banging on the glass. If you're close enough to be able to bang on the glass in a hockey arena, like, it feels like you're right in there, and that's the only thing shielding you from being in a fight yourself. And it just adds this, like, I don't know, as a culture, we love brutality. There's a reason why football is our favorite sport, and I think hockey exemplifies that in a way that makes it, like, very fun to root for the fights and root for the physicality that sometimes gets protected in other sports, and just by nature of, like, what hockey is, you tend to see it more. So I think the fights are fun, but also, I don't know, there's just something, especially about being in the third period of a hockey game, and we saw it last night where the Panthers are up 2-1, and just the potential, like, how difficult it is to score a goal, and you see so many missed opportunities from the Oilers, and you just know how difficult it is, and the clock is winding down, and it just feels as if they're trying to do the impossible, and there's something that sucks you into that.
Yep.
Where, I don't know about you guys, like, I was Team Canada last night. I just wanted to see the team come back down 3-0, and I felt bad for Canada as a portrayed hockey powerhouse to not have won a Stanley Cup in the last 31 years. Felt like it could have been their time. And so you're just rooting for them down to the wire, and then they pull the goalie, and that adds the extra element to it too. So, like, the storytelling that goes through watching a hockey game is very fun.
Don't feel bad for Canada. Canada would never feel bad for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I feel like Canada by nature is very passive. Like, oh, sorry, eh?
Passive aggressive. You know, when it comes to America.
Wow. You're ready for the Olympics. I get it. We got to hate every other country. I'm trying.
That's right.
I'm trying to bleed my red, white, and blue.
Oh, that's why.
And
morph
into a bald eagle. Ready to go.
I mean, I'm built for that. I'm ready. I'm ready to hate on every single country other than, the Chinese women because they got a 7-4 sensation.
Have you seen this woman, Jess?
No. Who are you talking about?
Ziyu Zhang. Ziyu Zhang. She's 7-4. All right, I mean, it's just like sure. like the picture, the videos of the people, the girls defending her. She's 17. They're like laughing, like okay. they're looking at each other and laughing because they can't do anything. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Seeing her. So is she playing in the Olympics?
I don't know. I mean, I have to believe that she is. I mean, at 7'4". If she's not, I mean, that's got to be a...
Wow.
That says a lot, really. If you're 7'4". I mean, can you be 17 and play? I'm sure you can, right?
I would imagine. Sure, I don't know the exact rules.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the only... Everybody else, you know, about I'm very much rooting for her in this one. But everybody else, okay. you know what I'm saying?
Again, John offering very little in the way of context.
She's a 7'4".
We don't know much
woman.
About her other than the video.
Yes.
I'm seeing that she's officially listed at 7'3". So she's already amongst the
excuse,
basketball players
yes.
who are adding extra inches. So, like, she's going to be a star, clearly.
How many
clearly.
7'3" women have there been, period?
None.
I don't know. I've never met one.
None.
How tall is...
Right.
How tall is Brittany Griner?
We think of Griner as
she's
the
like
giant.
Six,
and
eight,
she's
like right?
Yeah, she's not. She's
I
not.
Think Brittany Griner is like 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah.
So.
And she's like, she's small.
Compared to this.
Yeah.
One.
Compared to that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
I hope they qualify.
That's
okay, hear me out. The tallest player in the WNBA right now is a woman by the name of Han Zhu, and she plays for the Liberty, and she's 6'11".
Yep, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yep. And
can't touch this woman.
Nope.
You
nope.
got another 5 inches on her.
Then so I'm looking forward
four
to the
five.
For to you know ZU coming over to the league the okay. dub and you know seeing what's what.
Do yeah. we call it the dub?
Can't wait.
I don't know if we call it. Do we call it the dub?
It's the W, man.
I think we can. It's, I love it.
I do too.
It's a win. It's the dub.
Yeah, look, I do think there's a little bit of a problem. Everybody thinks that the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky only play each other, mm-hmm. and it kind of does feel like that. But, you know, that's where...
Okay, but it's better than when it felt like the Fever only played the Connecticut Sun, and the Connecticut Sun are
right.
one of the better teams at the start of the
Fair
season,
enough.
So the Fever looked like poo.
Fair enough. Fair enough, yes. It's getting better for everybody involved with the schedule, no question. Hey, Peyton Manning said yesterday, I don't know if he had, you know, he and Morgan Wallen had been having a few, you know,
yeah.
he was feeling good. Rick Barnes, Peyton Manning, Morgan Wallen all sit together. How about that?
Yeah.
And Peyton got on camera. He said, this ain't the end. Tennessee sports
yeah.
is coming in all sports. Do you believe him?
Do you think he's being like using the royal we for Tennessee as in Team Tennessee? You know, we've tried to make it a thing. Do we think he was being inclusive of Tennessee sports, or was he just talking about the Vols?
Absolutely.
I was in the
not.
Headspace having watched all of Canada support Edmonton. Like, what a beautiful representation of everybody cheering for their community, their society, and yet here, their country. And I think I love that Peyton Manning wants the time for the Grizzlies to come. I'm all in. I think it might be a little more complicated on the Memphis.
Isn't he an owner? He's an owner, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay.
So it's easy for him with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he could have been. But
notable Redbirds fan Peyton Manning. Notable 901 FC fan.
That's right.
Peyton Manning.
No, I think he was talking about the power tee though. In that instance, I think he was talking about Tennessee because he's sitting with Rick, so he's probably like you know
Cute.
Hyped up on you know the Tennessee basketball. I don't know. Like, is Tennessee football coming? You know, they it felt like with Hendon there, they were, and then, you know, it wasn't as good with Joe. So do you suspect that Tennessee football will
Nico
get back
well,
with
you,
Nico?
I was going to say, if you talk to Tennessee football fans, they're all ready for the Nico time.
Yep.
And it really comes down to, like, does Nico hit? You know, like, it's the difference of them being towards yep. the top of the SEC or being in the middle of the pack of the SEC. So time will tell. I liked what I saw of him last year, genuinely.
Right. Right. Who was he had some garbage time against somebody they were up on by a million.
I know. I was trying to think what that late game was where fans really, really dove into being like, oh, this guy, this is our future. This is the answer here.
Have you
I forget
seen
who they were playing?
Have you seen the Netflix show that we may have asked you about it last week? We were so excited about it. But the one that Peyton is behind, he's actually, I think he's executive producer, but the King of Collectibles. Show. Did you know, John, that
so
Peyton's involved
funny.
In that?
You I mentioned
that.
This.
Yes.
Okay. I did not know Peyton was involved.
Yes.
My mom just asked me if I had watched the first episode, and I have not. Is it on the first season or the second season?
They're done with two.
Mm-hmm.
But
They're
you will once
okay,
again.
I need to go back
oh,
to
you
one.
You will love it. You will love it.
Because episode one is really important to me personally. I am sitting on a throne of Beanie Babies.
Wow.
Like, I have, like, my generational wealth could be attached to my Beanie Baby collection. And we cannot figure out for the life of us what to do with these Beanie Babies. And I refuse to give up. I'm too competitive.
Okay.
They currently sit in a storage locker in Tacoma, Washington. And I need somebody to evaluate and at least just give me something. They can totally rob me. Like, it could be worth more. It could be worth nothing. Just give me something for
them. I'll bet you got thousands. I mean thousands of dollars worth. How many do you have? How many roundabout?
Oh, I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Like, I have over 1,000.
Princess Diana's and all that stuff?
I have three.
So if they're not you have to watch the show because they have an expert who talks about where the value is in these things and how they can't be slouched and there's certain specific details. But there is a woman that's an expert on it and probably could, you know, in some way, I don't know whether, I'm sure there's more of her that actually do the same thing, but there's a woman on that show that breaks it down. You'll be fascinated. You'll have some idea of what you've got in terms of value if you just watch. Yeah.
I even have, like, all of the teeny beanies from the McDonald's era. Like, we used to drive through the McDonald's drive-thru. It was like an epidemic in my hometown. Like, all the kids were begging their parents to get in on the Beanie Baby craze. And then it became this thing where, like, one, I was an only child, so I needed friends. So Beanie Babies were my friends. And two, it became like the gift that I got for, like, a Beanie Baby for a birthday, a Beanie Baby for Christmas, a Beanie Baby for, you know, scoring 10 points in a basketball game. So thank you for reminding me that I need to watch this show and try to figure out how to make some money so I can quit, you know?
One last important question. Do you have some of them still in the boxes, or are they all
I have them in cases.
They're in
I
cases.
I have them in cases.
Okay, okay.
Tag protectors. Yeah. The tag protectors felt important.
Nice. There you go, yeah. By the way,
it
was UConn on that late game where Nico came in and was 5 of 9, 90 yards, touchdown.
Vaunted UConn
Thanks
defense.
Thanks for looking that up for
me. Hey, you know what? I mean, a year ago they were okay, you know.
Could tell a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're just looking for little things like that. You know, you're looking for a little, you know, a moment, and that's what you got from Nico. Memphis football, on the other hand, is absolutely rolling right now. You know, I don't know. I it feels like a new day. It feels like a new day. I'm trying to be really optimistic about it because it feels like it could be, you know, with everything they have sort of infused now with the NIL and the playoff access.
Oh, I think it's a genuine representation of where they can go from here. And there is a million reasons to talk about a Memphis recruiting get in the middle of June when it is also the week of the NBA draft. And this is very much a city that is thrilled and excited to see what's going on with the Grizzlies. But like the most notable story coming out of the weekend was this recruit deciding to pick the University of Memphis over Florida. And suddenly you're deep diving highlights of Antoine Hill Jr. and understanding that he had been committed to Colorado and was originally supposed to be the heir apparent to Shedeur Sanders. And now he's coming to the University of Memphis, and it is simple math to understand that when Memphis got $25 million in an NIL gift from FedEx, they were going to have the ability to lure recruits away from big-time programs and to be able to do it against an SEC school. What do they say? Like, it just means more. And that's the fact of the matter. And now you have a quarterback, and let's be honest, like over half of a college football team's trajectory feels like it hangs on the success of the quarterback. And sure, someday he could use it to get himself more money or a more high-profile gig, but you hope that he's able to have great successes at Memphis along the way, and you're hopeful that he's able to lure other high-end offensive players to come with him. And next thing you know, he's not the only player that you stole from a Florida. You're able to get a receiver who had offers from various SEC schools and running backs. And I know there's an offensive lineman up in question right now, too, who has Memphis in his final picks amongst who he's deciding behind. But it shows that Memphis football still matters. And I think that's a really wonderful place that Ryan Silverfield and this program has managed to maintain in spite of being left behind in the conference realignment game and still existing within the American right now.
Yep. You're right. They're in a fantastic spot. As far as the draft, obviously, first round tomorrow, I saw where John Moran didn't want to put a GM cap on and say what all he thought that Klieman should do. I think that's probably smart. But wasn't it nice, and Drew Hill had a piece over at the Daily Memphian that I thought reflected it, but wasn't it nice to see Ja just happy? And I guess it sounded like a couple of weeks away from being fully cleared, but sort of, you know, to have some peace being around kids, having a little bit of joy, I thought that was nice to see, didn't you?
Oh, 100%. And even just seeing like the still photos of him at his camp before you got the media availability and stories that come out of it, it just felt like there was an energy behind him that was really wonderful to see. And I think it's helpful when you're around kids who, one, love the game, and it takes you back to the basics. Like, this is fun. This is basketball. This is a game that I'm really good at and grew into being a professional. But at the heart of it, like, I just love the game. And then, two, the reminder that there are so many people out there who idolize Ja.
Yeah.
Like, this city still rallies for Ja Morant. And I can understand, and I try to never put myself in someone's shoes, but I can imagine how it would be difficult at times seeing others forget about how good Ja Morant is, or others continue to hang on past mistakes and fill in comment sections. But to see 600 plus kids show up because they love Ja Morant, they want to be Ja Morant, has to feel really fulfilling to somebody who got to stand there and make all those kids' days and provide a memory that they'll never forget about. Like, those are the camps that like leave genuine imprints on the kids who go there. And I thought it was just a really wonderful, it's exactly what you want to see this offseason from Ja, obviously getting back on the court, back to being able to full go in a couple weeks coming off the shoulder injury, but just feeling at peace with the game. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I'm you know, that's a big part of it, I honestly believe. And I don't know if he'll have, you know, I guess when he gets back on the court and people see him, you know, doing what he does. It was interesting. We had Bomani Jones on a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was just a unanimous thing. I thought it would just be unanimous. People would want to root for him and him get back on the court. But Bomani was more neutral, you know, and I kind of found that interesting. Like, maybe, you know, here locally, right, we all, but nationally, you know, there's still going to be, you know.
I thought what he said was fair. It was, yeah. You tell me, I mean, it was sort of, well, you got to make me excited about
absolutely.
You again. Like,
yeah,
it's on Ja Morant like, to get me back on board.
Yeah, there's,
know,
definitely
that's the vibe
that.
I got from,
there's a, there is a national reticence still, you know, when it comes to Ja, in a way that there's not, understandably so, locally. You know, we put our arms around him.
Like,
you know,
she said, we rally around.
Yeah.
We rallied, yeah.
But the nation, and I hope that Memphians are prepared for this, the nation may not be as, it may not be as warm an embrace.
I think the embrace can be, and that's where you use the word, like, earned. Like, it can back. I don't think this is, we as a nation love a story of someone who is close to rising to the top, who falters and then works their way back and has that comeback moment. And I really hope that there's continuation in that, I don't know, cliche that we do as a country for Ja, because he's the perfect story for it. But I think, you know, there's also something that is simplistic and relatively nice about being able to just exist this summer, this off season, and getting back on track to then come back and be ready for, you know, game one. And that's where the show starts. And that's where the proving or the reproving begins for Ja from a national scope. But you know that every single person in that arena, because every person knows that, you know, this is the time to strike with Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane. If we look at this draft, like, everything is about those three and these next couple of years. And when Ja Morant is, you know, knock on wood, fingers crossed, on the court night one for the Memphis Grizzlies, the people here in Memphis are already like a step ahead of everybody else in the welcome back party, because it's just waiting. It's the waiting game now of getting to the beginning of next year.
Good luck with your Beanie Babies.
There's some money there.
Thank you.
She knows it.
Diana going number one overall to the Atlanta Hawks. You heard it here first.
I think the problem just becomes, right, like, everybody had those. Everybody had Beanie Babies. So the rarity and the scarcity is just not as – then that's the name of the game. You got
to
have
– But I just feel like I have so
condition.
Many, one of them has to be great, you know?
Those Princess Dianas alone will be worth something. Those Princess Dianas, if they're in good shape.
Let's look right now on eBay. Let's look right now. Have you looked at the prices, Jessica?
Yeah, the prices, you'll see that my husband got sucked into this. Like, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh my God, we're rich. We're going to be able to retire. But then you understand they haven't sold.
Right. So I'm going to filter these out. I'm going to filter these out. I'm going to do sold listings on eBay.
Okay.
1997 Princess Diana Bear, rare and retired with the tags, most recently went for $35.
See, that's the problem. But my thing is, that's why I needed an expert, because if I have 1,000 Beanie Babies and there's, you know, 100 of them that are worth $35, then I could go and make $3,500.
If you can find 100 buyers, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
Don't let John discourage
so much work.
You. Do not let John discourage
you.
He's clearly trying to.
But look.
Try to tell you have nothing. He's jealous.
A Beanie Baby lot of Princess Diana bears, mint with tags, 12 of them, went for best offer accepted with a list price of $99. So less than $99 for 12.
Listen, I would do it. I would do six for 50.
Well, you just need to hold and give them.
Well, you got to wait for Princess Diana to pass or something?
I know, but I can't keep paying for the storage locker.
Oh, gosh. I'm just saying, like, there's nothing to hold for
like
anymore, bro. For
the kiddies. Money.
Like, the time to sell them was like, I'm not trying to be ghoulish about it, but it was like.
No, you're very down about this. We don't like it.
No, I'm just, I want you to, you know, you don't need to walk up in the pawn shop, Jessica, and be like, I know what I have.
Just watch King of Collectibles like your mama said, and you'll feel, there's something
you.
There. You'll be much more encouraged than what John
also
has left you.
John, were you going to say the time to sell is right after she died? The bear came out after she died.
Well, right then. You're supposed to sell
you
right then.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you got to do it right then.
He has no idea what he's talking about. The information he gave us could be
well,
false.
Well, like, again, I'm...
You are not the king of collectibles.
I am not the king of Beanie Babies. That is true. But I'll say this. What are you holding for? You know what I'm saying? What event?
No, that's the problem. Thank you, Marie Kondo. What am I holding for?
Yeah, like, what's the big event that I'm, you know... holding out for.
Well, especially if the storage rate is getting
maybe
high.
Okay, maybe if Prince William eventually becomes the king, then it will have a better resale value because it's Princess Diana's son.
Right. Anything with the royals.
I was going to say in the White House, in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, we need like a Joe Biden Beanie Baby, man. You know, that's
I have all the political Beanie Babies too, if anyone's of interest.
Which, you know, who would that be? Bill Clinton?
They're just donkeys and the other symbol? And elephants. So, like, every year they would come out with an election Beanie Baby. So,
yeah, so that.
Got them all.
So the donkey is Lefty. That's what he's.
Yes. And the elephant's Righty, and that's their name.
Right. And Lefty with the tag went for $3.95 on June 24th.
That's bad news.
So,
bad news for me.
I'm not sure what our ceiling is here, but get it all together.
Thanks for keeping me honest.
Get it all together.
Appreciate
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll have like
I'm sorry, Jess.
Do like an auction. Do a live auction on your show. That's what you should do. You should just like slide them on the desk. Like, this is a very rare. You cannot find it anywhere. Princess Diana. Yeah, I mean, it's
I'm
so
just
rare.
Slinging Beanie Babies.
One of one.
The last 5 minutes of every show, I just sell 5 Beanie Babies to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That was free consultation just for you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jason, mostly. And John, you have a good day, too.
All right, talk soon. She is Jessica Benson.
Bye, guys.
Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on the Jessica Benson Show on Grind City Media.
I'm telling you, dude had a box worth about $8,000 worth of them, I thought.
Yeah, but I remember that episode, but something was different about them, right? It was just like a...
They may have been in original packaging and not just in cases.
Yeah, because none of these are...
And that was one of the first things I think this woman mentioned, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the, you know... So anyway, if they're, you know, if they're in original packaging, going to be worth a lot more. I think just by sheer number, sounds like she's got some value, but it may not. We may not be in the thousands, maybe in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one guy had a box, just a regular box, and it was $8,000. So you thought, holy cow, these things are worth a ton. Like you said, though, you still got to sell them. You know, you can be, you know.
Yeah, they can be worth whatever you want them to be
whatever
worth.
Whatever this appraiser, expert, whatever you call her. Says they're worth.
But it's only, yeah, it's only.
They're not selling.
So I'm just trying to figure out why there's such a price difference, you know, in the Princess Diana Beanie Babies. Like, because, like, the ones that are going on eBay are, like, $30. And, like, some go for, you know, $500 or more. So I'm trying to figure out what the difference is here.
It's the tags, the original, whether they're originals, because they put out two or three different.
Yeah, there's two. So there's two versions. One has PVC pellets. And one has PE pellets. The PE pellets are more common. So if you have the PVC pellets, it's going to be worth more.
Oh,
for you know what? I'm just seeing that now. So, yeah, interesting. If you have check for PVC pellets, if you got them lying around, they're worth more. We'll come back, do the rundown. Stick around, Jason, John, are you trying to fam ESPN?
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it. Even when I was in shape, that first day of super gassers, when we had to run four super gassers, I'd get through one and then have to do my makeups after.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair. Understood.
This is coming from a middle-aged fat guy. I said that at death, so don't worry.
Hey, but you'd be out there running with us. You'd be out there running with us a couple of times.
Those are the good old days. I don't know if I could do it anymore. Yeah,
get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app. Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
It's Rob Joyner, James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring summer sport coats. And if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
All $6.50 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780, 169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Goss at Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit FrameCornerMemphis.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams, or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay.
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF-0983, MSRP 19460, Sport RU-01-10-764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZ-05-3896, MSRP 30,895, PF-695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.